3. In the past few days, I've woken up in a jail cell and then on a train. Now it's an underwater boat. Where will I wake up tomorrow? I'm beginning to think this has all been a dream, or a hallucination, or worse. But can you feel tired in dreams? Because I certainly do. My exhaustion is bone deep, in every muscle and nerve. My heart is another wound entirely, still bleeding from betrayal and failure. When I open my eyes, finding cramped gray walls, everything I want to forget comes rushing back. It's like Queen Alara is in my head again, forcing me to relive my worst memories. As much as I try, I can't stop them. My quiet maids were executed, guilty of nothing but painting my skin. Tristan, speared like a pig. Walsh, she was my brother's age, a servant from the Stilts, my friend, one of us. And she died cruelly, by her own hand, to protect the guard, our purpose, and me. Even more died in the tunnels of Caesar Square, guardsmen killed by Cal's soldiers, killed by our foolish plan. The memory of red blood burns, but so does the thought of silver. Lucas, a friend, a protector, a silver with a kind heart, executed for what Julian and I made him do. Lady Blonos, decapitated because she taught me how to sit properly. Colonel Macanthos, Renald Iral, Bellicose Larilan, sacrificed for the cause. I almost retch when I remember Larilan's twin boys, 4 years old, killed in the explosion that followed the shooting. Maven told me it was an accident, a punctured gas line, but now I know better. His evil runs too deep for such coincidence. I doubt he minded throwing a few more bodies on the blaze, if only to convince the world the guard was made of monsters. He'll kill Julian too, and Sarah. They're probably dead already. I can't think of them at all. It's too painful. Now my thoughts turn back to Maven himself, to cold blue eyes, and the moment I realized his charming smile hid a beast. The bunk beneath me is hard, the blankets thin.